Do you find yourself walking on eggshells, hoping your teenage daughter doesn't burst out in frantic emotion? Do you get frustrated when trying to help your teen girl navigate through her emotional state met with attitude? Yes, mom, the teen years can be about big emotions, whether it be the loud, boisterous wails or the silent and isolating ones. Today's episode is all about navigating those big emotions that come with raising adolescent girls. I'm sharing tools and strategies to support you and your daughter through this roller coaster of emotions. I know you're frustrated with how your relationship is right now with your teenage daughter. You are struggling to understand her because not too long ago, you both were close. You find yourself not as connected as before. You simply want to understand her better, but your girl gets into shutdown mode and refuses to tell you anything. I want to let you know that there is still hope. You're not alone in this, Mama. Stop feeling guilty for not having the relationship you once had. I want you to start shifting into new ways to create more communication with your girl. I'm going to help you build the trust you desire in your relationship. You are going to understand her better, which will allow you to gain the respect and closeness you so want from her. You will create open communication with your teen daughter and gain the loving relationship you once had. Save the date, mamas. I'm inviting you to attend my free Teen Talk workshop, where you will learn to understand your changing girl, shift your role in the teen stage, and create new communication pathways in order to connect. It's a two-day workshop, and it's absolutely free. My desire is for you to be equipped with tools and understanding so you can create open communication with your girl and gain the trust you have in your relationship. Sign up now and save your seat at jeanniebaldomero.com/Teen Talk Workshop. That's JeannieBaldomero.com/Teen Talk Workshop. Go now. Hey, Mama. Welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeannie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers and let's dig in together. I'd say I was a very emotional teen. I'd have my blow-ups and crying outbursts, and I'd have to say I still sometimes do. And as parents, we've all witnessed our daughters experiencing intense emotions, whether it's frustration, anger, or even sadness, or even excitement. It's a natural part of growing up, but it can be overwhelming for both the parents and for our daughters. And today, we're going to explore three effective tools to help our girls work through these emotions in a constructive way. Well, anger was a big emotion I've dealt with a lot in my life. And as a teen who didn't like to be controlled or told what to do, I got angry quite frequently, especially towards my dad. I would scream at the top of my lungs about how much I didn't like what my dad had to say to me. I'd usually end my bout with a good slam of my bedroom door. Yes, that was me. I was that girl. Embarrassingly so, but that's the reality of how I grew up as a teen and how I acted. It's clear that navigating these emotions can be tough. Now, let's discuss three tools that can empower your daughters to manage their big emotions more effectively. I know, Mama, you want to be able to equip your daughter to do so. And I'm sure it's going to be very helpful for you to share these with her, so grab your notebook and get ready to write. Tool number one, emotional awareness and validation. The first tool is helping your daughters develop emotional awareness and validating their feelings. It's essential for them to recognize and name what they're feeling. Recognize and name what they're feeling. How can you encourage your daughters to identify and express their emotions? Well, I'll give you some examples. Well, some tools that they can use. It's journaling. I personally love journaling. It's a way for me to dump all my thoughts from my head down to my paper. And it's such an over-unloading of emotions that I do not need to keep in. So journaling as a tool for your daughter to express her feelings, whether you get to read it or not, it's this journal where she gets to do that. Another is discuss the importance of active listening without judgment. We can get extremely emotional if we're not actively listening because assumptions, presumptions, and judgments happen, which causes these big outbursts of emotions. So discussing the importance of active listening can maybe even invalidate some of these emotions she may be feeling based on assumptions if she's actively listening. Also, using mindfulness exercises to help your daughter stay present with her feelings by being okay with acknowledging what exactly am I feeling right now. By acknowledging and validating their emotions, you're teaching your daughter that it's okay to feel what they feel. Say that again. It's okay to feel what they feel. I was not taught that. I was taught not to feel nor be ashamed to even have those types of feelings. Right? I was shamed for feeling sad. I was shamed for feeling angry. The beauty of how we're made is that we get to feel a whole spectrum of emotions and feelings. And to deny that is to deny how we are made. It's unhealthy to stuff them down, and over time they build up and blow out, which is what I did often. The reality really was that my parents weren't comfortable with me having all these emotions and having to deal with them. So get comfortable with emotions and having to deal with emotions and recognizing that anger is one too. The more you recognize that, mama, the more she'll be able to recognize that and be okay to feel and sit in it for a bit. Second tool, healthy coping mechanisms. Healthy coping mechanisms. This involves teaching your daughters healthy ways to handle her feelings now that she's recognized them and to manage her emotions instead of suppressing or avoiding them like I've learned. They learn constructive ways to cope, right? You're going to teach them constructive ways to cope. Now, how do you guide your daughter in finding healthy outlets for their emotions? Well, here are a few examples. Encouraging physical activity like dance or sports. How can they get their emotions out in a physical way and cope with them in a physical way? Another is teaching your daughter deep breathing exercises for calming those emotions down. One thing I've taught my son was to count to four and then count backwards to four. So you're inhaling, counting to four. One, two, three, four. And then exhaling, counting backwards. Four, three, two, one. And do that four times. Breathing exercises helps calm our body and our nervous system from spiking up from these emotions that they're feeling. And then find creative outlets for them. Guide them to find creative outlets for themselves, really, like painting or even writing poetry. There's calming that happens when we use our hands to create something. Tool three, problem solving and communication. The third tool focuses on problem solving and effective communication. It's about teaching our daughters how to address the underlying issues behind their emotions and communicate their needs assertively. Now, how would you guide your daughter in resolving conflicts and expressing themselves respectfully? while teaching her your daughter conflict resolution skills through role-playing scenarios. In the Talk to Your Teen Girl framework, I actually teach you and I give you tools to have a conflict resolution conversation with your daughter, and that can be used and modeled for your daughter to do the same in her own life. And also another is the importance of teaching assertiveness and boundary setting. Does she have healthy boundaries that are not going to cause her to react emotionally? Are they in place, and is she clear with them too, so that she can assert them with people, including yourself, mama? And also encouraging open dialogue and active listening in your own family discussions. Again, in Talk to Your Teen Girl framework, I teach you exactly how to conduct family meetings, which encourages your daughter to be able to have open dialogue of what she really wants to talk about and know that she is being listened to. So, mama, by teaching these skills to your girls, you're equipping your daughter with valuable tools to navigate life's challenges with confidence and resilience. Now, as I wrap up this episode, parenting, again, is a journey, and supporting our daughters through their big emotions is a crucial part of that journey. By cultivating emotional awareness, teaching healthy coping mechanisms, and promoting effective communication skills, we can empower our daughters to thrive emotionally and mentally. So if you are wanting to be able to openly discuss and share these tools with your daughter, but find it difficult to even have a conversation with her, I invite you to join my free workshop where I teach you new communication pathways to connect with your girl. I want you to go save your seat for the Teen Talk Workshop at jeaniebaldomero.com/Teen Talk Workshop. That's JeaniebaldomeroBaldomero.com/Teen Talk Workshop. Bye for now. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me at raisingherconfidently.com. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeanie.